As mothers everywhere tell their teenaged kids, once you develop a reputation for something, it's hard to shake. The same holds true for sports fans, and earlier this week, sports fans in Philadelphia lived up to a reputation they earned back in 1968. Only a Game's Karen Given has the story.
The day began as days do during the Stanley Cup playoffs. Reporter Charlie O'Connor arrived to the arena early and found his seat in the press box. He covers the Flyers for BroadStreetHockey.com. The Flyers were down 2-0 to the Washington Capitals and hoping for a win at home.
I'd say the mood was tense but excited. It was a big game.
When fans arrived at their seats, they discovered that the Flyers' promotional staff had left them something special.
Each seat had a bracelet on the seat that was specifically designed for that seat. Each bracelet would light up in a certain pattern and at certain times to create this really cool visual effect.
The bracelets had been programmed into the pregame show that also honored Ed Snyder, the founding owner of the team who died last week. And at first, it went really well. Fans took videos and uploaded them to YouTube.
It was actually pretty beautiful, to be honest. You had laser lights going around the stadium, red, white, and blue going around for the national anthem. You had orange, white, and black for the Flyers. It really was a well-designed program, and it's sad that it ended so badly by the end of the game.
So what went wrong? Well, the Flyers didn't play so well, or maybe the Capitals played great. Either way, by the third period, the Capitals had taken a 2-1 lead. Soon, it was a 4-1 lead. Then, after a Flyers forward sent a Capitals defenseman with a history of concussions headfirst into the boards, a fight broke out. The refs sent 3 Flyers to the penalty box. The Capitals weren't penalized.
That's when the fans got really angry. They were already disgusted that the game wasn't going the way they expected it. And then with the penalties, it was unlikely there was any chance of a comeback because the Flyers would be shorthanded for the rest of the game.
And then, if you can believe it, things got worse.
Well, that's when they started using the bracelets as projectiles. There were a few people that started throwing them, and then it kind of became a wave.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, hold those wristbands in your hands. Show some class here. This is fun.
That's longtime Flyers PA announcer Lou Nolan. He is a little hard to hear. He says, show some class here. This is Philly.
So they stopped eventually. But then after the Capitals scored on the power play, the bracelets came down again. And then the referees ended up calling a delay game penalty.
Okay, those of you that have been throwing them, you've done it now. 2-minute bench fighter for the Flyers for delay of the game. 5:14 minutes, 58 seconds. Way to go.
This was definitely a new tone of voice from Lou Nolan, I can say that.
Monday night's bracelet-throwing incident would have been bad enough, but it got people talking, again, about another time Philadelphia fans threw things.
Is this the infamous Santa Claus snowball incident?
Yes. Yes, it is.
What our grandfathers did one snowy day in December will revisit itself upon Philadelphia for eternity.
That's Glenn Macnow. He's a talk show host on WIP Radio, and he's written a book that he describes as an impassioned defense of Philadelphia fans. He knows all about that Eagles game on December 14th, 1968.
It was about 18 degrees. It was the last game of the season. The Eagles at that time were 2-11. It was 14 games back then. Their quarterback threw an interception right before halftime. And then at halftime, there was supposed to be a big Christmas pageant. But Santa Claus didn't show up because it was too snowy. So they got a Santa out of the seats, skinny 18-year-old kid, 180 pounds with a ratty costume. And he was dancing down the middle of the field and, well, one fan threw a snowball to start it, and it all began there.
Santa was not injured. In fact, that skinny 18-year-old kid spent the rest of his life reveling in his moment of fame.
Nobody took it seriously until that Sunday night on TV. Howard Cosell, who had the national Sunday night show at the time, used to show highlights of all the cities, right? And you'd go, in Cleveland, Jimmy Brown ran for 100 yards, and in Boston, da-da-da. And then he goes, and in Philadelphia, we will show you no highlights except for this. And all of a sudden, you see this poor schnook of an 18-year-old Santa getting pelted with snowballs. And the image stuck. and it's become the albatross around this fandom's neck for, well, now 48 years.
The guy who played Santa died last year, but I was able to find someone else who was at that game, and he remembers it pretty well.
Not that it stuck in my mind, but I was in row 44, section EE, seat 12.
That's Vince Papale. In 1968, he was a school teacher and an Eagles fan. Later, he joined the Eagles as a 30-year-old rookie. And decades after that, Mark Wahlberg would play him in a Hollywood movie about his life. Papale says, like most everyone else in the stadium that day, he had a good laugh at the bad Santa. But he says he did not throw any snowballs.
No, I didn't have a good enough arm. I was 44 rows back.
Papale doesn't make excuses for Philadelphia fans who throw things. He says it's dangerous and way over the line. But he also believes that sometimes Philadelphia fans are judged too harshly.
I can tell you that as a ball player, I've had things thrown at me. I've had beers dumped on me. I've had pretzels and hot dogs thrown at me on the bench. You know, it's universal, but it seems it's always magnified because of that one incident that happened back with Santa Claus, and now it's just, oh, this is expected. You know, these are the typical cheap, ignorant Philly fans. But they're not ignorant. They're passionate. Yes, they're frustrated, but you know, you get those few, and now everybody pays the price for it.
And this new blight on the fans of Philadelphia, Glenn Macnow doesn't expect it to go away anytime soon.
Yeah, oh, it'll be forever and eternity. As I said, it's now the grandchildren of the people who threw the snowballs, so soon it'll be their great-grandchildren who have to live with the slur.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.